If you're against, if you please stand just to show your... Thank you very much. there's been a lot of talk that it was interesting, the Kirbyville people that were here talking about their neighborhood. You know, a lot of people have a lot of pride in their neighborhood, and the Kirbyville folks that were a couple before us are not the only ones. We are a neighborhood that is close-knit. We have a lot of pride in our neighborhood. I'm not sure who the applicant talked to, but we live a little further west in the neighborhood, and we were not approached. I'm not sure who their 50 signatures were, but I went out yesterday afternoon and had 10 people sign a petition against this applicant, and I think that was shared with you all today as well. Probably could have had three more times of that if I would have taken a little bit more time. You know, we're not against nightly rentals in the Branson area. Obviously, there is a need for people to vacation in the area, but Branson is full of places to get nightly rentals, and our neighborhood is not one of them. We're a single-family residential neighborhood. We do have a mix of people, older people, younger people, families. We know our neighbors, and it we'd like to keep it a residential neighborhood. We do have experience with nightly rentals. Actually, 9 years ago, the house across the street from us was doing nightly rentals without an application, or without a permit, rather. We brought that to the attention of the commission, and they required them to get a permit. They tried to get a permit for a nightly rental, and it failed. They then came back for a bed and breakfast. Went to the Board of Adjustment, I guess, for the second time to overturn the denial of the nightly rentals. It was denied. Then they approached for a bed and breakfast. It was denied. They went to appeal that, and it also was denied. And all summer long, they continued to run it as a nightly rental, and it was a terrible experience for us across the street. They advertised their house as Lake Access. The people that stayed there two or three, four nights, they didn't know any different. They walk across our yard thinking that might be their nightly access. The owner has very little control. When the houses are turned over, people vacation in and out, and they had as many as 18 to 20 people staying in the house across the street from us. Again, having family reunions, what have it, parking everywhere. I'm sure they were having a great time, but it was not a residential, not a setting for a residential neighborhood. We fought that, and we fought other nightly rentals in the past, and we have succeeded because we'd like to keep our neighborhood just that, a residential neighborhood. You know, my experience has been when a house is priced appropriately for sale, it doesn't stay on the market long in our neighborhood. I know that their house has been for sale. I know in their application that they state that they're, you know, they love the neighborhood, they want to stay, and they have sentimental values for the neighborhood or for the house, but yet it is on the market for sale, and I can respect the fact that they're wanting income or retirement income like their application says, but I think the best way to do that in our neighborhood is just price the house like it maybe it should be priced, and I think they would probably realize that they would have a buyer for the property in our residential neighborhood. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyone else signed up to speak?
The guy signed up to speak.
I didn't learn about this until about noon today. Carolyn Maxwell called my office. She's a realtor here in the area and lives out there. My name's Don Ingram. I live at 218 Lakeland Avenue. In fact, I was somewhat surprised that I hadn't gotten a notice on this, but that I got on the assessor's website, and I'm 694 feet, not 600 feet, from this particular property. I have somewhat mixed emotions on this because I know Robin and Tamla. They're very nice people. They're great folks. When I told my wife what I was going to do this evening, when I called her about 5 o'clock, she was not real happy with me, because she knows them also and likes them very well. But I explained to them, as far as I was concerned, it was an economic situation for us. We've lived out there since 1983. I know that there's been at least 3, maybe 4 applications for nightly rentals that have been turned down there. I'm a lawyer on a couple of those occasions I've been hired to oppose them. When the Vickery Resort change went in, I was hired to oppose that. We didn't feel that we could totally stop it because it had been an existing resort. In fact, Vickery Resort was out there probably by before most of the houses were, before there was planning and zoning. So, you know, there was going to be something done. The way, one thing I mentioned, I noticed in here that wasn't spelled out with regard to the nightly rental at Vickery Resort, one of the requirements that was made when the commission did approve that, when I think they'd asked for like 29 units and they ended up getting 18, and then there was also a requirement that the people that manage the existing resort continue to live on site and manage the nightly rentals that were there. I noticed some of the people that signed the petition, some I know, some I don't. At least one of the signatories that has come, to get approved for nightly rental in the past and was turned down, and it was a particular, instance that Mr. Rankin was talking about. And it went on and on and on, and, when they got turned down for nightly rentals, they tried to characterize it as a bed and breakfast because they just lived down the street, you know, and then were turned down for that also. One of the person that has that house has at least four other properties in the neighborhood, the one that Tom was referring to. And so I anticipate that if this is approved, then the next thing will be these owners will come in and they'll want to turn some of these others into nightly rental because of the cash flow that you get off these properties. It's a single family residential neighborhood, has always been that. One other thing I might mention, and Scott, I think, can go along with this. If you do approve this, all it does is open the doors or open the floodgates. I had an individual come to me, probably within the last 6 months. He had been turned down by this commission for a nightly rental down on Foggy River Road. I wasn't involved in the application, but we took it to the Board of Adjustment, and the Board of Adjustment overturned your decision. So one of the factors that they took into consideration, within probably a quarter mile down the road, there had been another nightly rental that you all had approved just not very long before. And so they said, well, if you approve this nightly rental, why didn't they approve that nightly rental? And so they overturned the board's decision. For the fact that this is always, I've lived there since probably 1983, it's been a single family residential neighborhood with the exception. There's a older resort down there, Rockview Resort, and then the Vickery Resort. They were both there when we moved in. The reason that the Vickery went to nightly rental was they wanted to sell off units as condominiums, and they were selling them off that way and then putting them in a rental pool. So for those reasons, we'd request that you turn this application down. We feel it's inconsistent with the character of the neighborhood. I noticed also on the scoring sheet it got a positive one, and I'm surprised it got that. But, you know, that's for those reasons we request that the commission disapprove this. And I could just parrot what Mr. MacArthur said on that other nightly rental application that was turned down. A lot of the same principles apply to that. If you had any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else? Ma'am, you've signed up?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you. My name is Carolyn Maxwell. I am a realtor. I've been a realtor here in Taney County in Branson for 42 years. Sold many, many residential homes. I've got several things to address here. I live at 238 Potential Drive, Zone West. And I also own three other properties out there. So I have a very large investment. I've worked two jobs most of my life. My dream was to live on the lake. I finally got my dream house on the lake. And to see, and I don't care what people say about values. Yes, it will increase someone's value who has a nightly rental because it's an income property. To the other people, it decreases. there's statistics on that. It decreases the other people in the neighborhood. And here's what happened a few years ago when we were here. A couple ladies wanted to apply for nightly rentals. They were already doing it before they made application here. I came back from Kansas City about 2 o'clock in the morning. This is a 2-bedroom house. And out in front of the house, there was a total of about 10 vehicles, jet skis, boats, pontoon boats, bass boats, and about 4 vehicles. All in the yard, all out in the street. I could barely get by. Dale Street is not that, you know, wide. And they were all partying, drinking beer, and raising cane at 2 o'clock in the morning. And you don't have control over that. You can call the law, but that's the other side of Taney County. You know, it'll be morning by the time they get there, you know. And so that does devaluate, you know, the peace and quiet. It's a wonderful neighborhood. I love my neighborhood. I've been there for years. I just hate to see it destroyed. That's the other part. The one thing, too, is Dale Street is a narrow, very narrow street. We have walkers. We have elderly people walking with their dogs. They can't get over, and the locals know about these people, and they drive reasonable. It's a 25-mile-hour speed limit. But just the people going to the Victory and the other resort and like that, they drive horribly. They drive fast, and you know, people can't get out of the way in time. I've seen near horrible accidents out there, people just trying to scammer and get away. When you have businesses don't belong in residential neighborhoods. That's why we're in a residential neighborhood. There's thousands of places to rent in the Tri-Lakes area. And lots of resorts that they can take their boats and get in the water and all that. It is just no place for a commercial business, even though it is a house. You know, that's about it. But I really, really hope you consider, you know, turning this down.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anyone else? For or against the application? Y'all want to come back up? Anything specific to add?
Well, something that I didn't mention that I wanted to mention is that Rob and I would be the representatives. We would be the ones continuing to take care of the property. We live 2 blocks away. And if there were any problems, instead of, I know that you have to call the Taney County Sheriff to get them to come out. They could call us, and we'd get down there and take care of it right away. That's, you know, just we don't want to put anybody in here that's going to destroy this property. Like I said, it's a property that's very special to us. I know that the VRBO is very safe. There's screenings. These people have to put down huge deposits, security deposits. And, you know, this isn't a property that's going to be cheap to rent, you know. People are going to be required to pay a good nightly price. And as you could see by our little booklet, you know, we have in there every page, don't go on our neighbor's property, respect our property. There's noise ordinances right in the booklet from 10 p.m. till 7 a.m. and to keep the noise down at all times. I mean, I specify that several times throughout the booklet. And again, we're just wanting a property with the flexibility that we can make a little money on it. We have to pay our taxes, our payment, electric, everything, you know. We don't want to sell it. We feel like we had to put it up for sale because that was a responsible thing to do. But if we could get a permit and be able to generate some income on this property, we could keep it. And we understand that the permit is not transferable. That's not something that's going to happen where we're going to get the permit and then we're going to sell the property. We understand that you cannot transfer this permit. It's for us only. And I hope that these other people understand that that's the case as well. That's not what we're trying to do here. We want to be able to hang on to the property, but we've got to be able to generate some income too.